This is St. Louis Public Radio. Musician Miriam Makeba introduced international audiences to Afropop and challenged the racist apartheid government in her homeland of South Africa. The singer died in 2008 after a heroic and tragic life, but she touched millions. Her story takes center stage this weekend in an international production with local connections. Willis writer Arnold reports.
Miriam Makeba was a force. For half a century, she made music and supported civil rights across the world. Makeba's life comes to St. Louis in Miriam Makeba, Mama Africa, the musical. The first U.S. production takes place Thursday at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center.
Welcome to the tale of the South African woman.
The South African government banned Makeba from her home country in 1960 after she spoke out against apartheid. University of Missouri professor Nee Coker wrote and directs the musical. The story starts after her banishment.
She said, okay, I would never be able to go home, but there's a reason why I won't be able to go home, because I want a better life for those people who are there. I want a better life for people around the world.
On stage, a mature Makeba recounts her struggles to a journalist. Each story is illustrated by flashbacks and song. Coker aims to balance Makeba's personal hardships against her work as a committed activist.
A lot of people would have been down and out for the count if the kind of tragedies that she went through happened to a lot of people. I mean, like she says, as a grandmother, you're not supposed to bury your grandchildren, but she buried two. Her only daughter died in exile, never able to go back home. And she felt a sense of responsibility.
The play primarily takes place in the United States and Belgium. In the U.S., Makeba decried Jim Crow-era racist policies. Abroad, she testified against apartheid's structure. Jennifer Pau plays the mature Makeba. Simangali Mashazi plays her younger self. Preparing their roles drew each performer closer to Makeba's music and life. Pau was struck by Makeba's trailblazing status.
Yeah, I found that she was a mother, struggling to be a mother, an artist, a woman who discovered everything about this music industry.
Mashazi says the play captures Makeba's strength in the face of banishment and personal trauma.
I don't think she wasn't scared. I think she was scared a lot of times, you know, but that thing, the people that go and overcome their fears, the people that say, I'll try this even though I am scared, you know, they're the ones that change the world.
Mashazi hopes to bring that strength to her role.
This was just a woman who lived her life, who tried the best she could, and I wish she could be here to see that people are actually saying, we saw what you did, and we're honoring you, and we think it was good. She gave us so much, you know, and you can't even, like, say thank you.
Director Nee Coker wants the entire musical understood as a thank you and celebration of Makeba's work. He hopes it's a call to do better.
She always kept her eye on the fact that the world would be a better place, could be a better place, you know. So I hope we see that and we don't let her down. We know, okay, yeah, this is somebody who really believed in us.
This weekend, that hope will be translated to song. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.